Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, playing around on Snapchat, he sent a picture to his cousin. His cousin sent it back because there was a very clear apparition in the picture. Come to find out, wasn't the first person to have an experience with the maid.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. You know, with all the pictures that we take today, far more than we did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, we're just all snapping, you know, thousands of pictures every single year. Do you think we're getting more images of things that are unexplainable today than we did back then? And how often do you think we're actually catching that in our photos?
I think we're catching stuff. I'm not sure that we necessarily always know that we caught something.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And certainly with closed circuit TV and all that kind of stuff, we're definitely getting more videos of odd things than we ever did before. So They're still pretty grainy for whatever reason. We can't get beyond that. But boy, you know, you see some of the skinwalkers and stuff like that, things that just kind of appear out of nowhere in some of these closed circuit TV videos. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing.
It is. I have security cameras all over my house, like in the hallways and things like that and outside. And I never really check them. I mean, unless there's some reason to check it. And I don't know that I want to. I don't know that I'd ever really want to pick up on something if I just happen to stumble across it, like in the middle of the night, something walking through the hallway or I don't know. I'm glad it's there, but it's more for so, you know, tracking human beings and, you know, crime and burglary, that sort of thing. Not so much ghosts, but I don't know that I'd want to find that on my camera.
Do you have it set so that if something does trigger it, you get an email or some sort of alerts?
It does motion, but I've turned off the alerts because literally it would be getting like alerts 24/7 just walking around the house.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's set for motion, but it's just too hard to keep up with all that to really look at it, because 99.9% of the time it'd be me, Harper, or the dogs.
Right.
But then there's that one time where maybe it's not. I don't know. It'd be interesting if it could tell you what it's picking up. It's like, this doesn't look like a person. This doesn't look like, it's a ghost. You get a ghost alert. Then I would
check
that.
We're going to get to that point. It'll say Harper was walking down the hall or, you know, that'll happen eventually. And then, yes, it'll say something paranormal just happened in your bathroom hallway.
That'll be great. I can't wait. Then I'll check it. Then I'll move again. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our first caller here. Hi.
Hey, guys. My name's Katie. I've been a listener for quite some time now, and I just wanted to tell you a bit of a story that I've contemplated sharing for a while. It's basically my version of Amityville, to put it simply, where I lived in Long Island in this little town called Oyster Bay, and I lived across from a graveyard in that town. Basically, I lived there for years, and at first, everything seemed fine, you know, traditional haunted house, everything's so fine and dandy, and then all of a sudden, things started to slowly but surely get a little strange, and it started from, you know, me getting a little bit freaked out by entering certain rooms. I'll, like, explain, like, I'm a bit of an empath, so anytime I've been in a haunted house, I would feel emotions more than anything else. I would run for my life from these rooms. Like, if I ever had to go into them, I just sprint through them and, like, exit as fast as possible. That happened for a while, and I kind of knew something was wrong with the house, and I didn't really know what. So fast forward a few months of living there, and I started to hear footsteps outside of my room at night. So the way my upstairs, where all the bedrooms are, was laid out, was my dad's room had one door, by the bathroom, and then one door by the attic. My bedroom was right beside the bathroom, so every night for a few months, I would hear footsteps coming from the door by my dad's attic, or by my dad's room, like where the attic is, going all the way to my bedroom. And it would be back and forth all night long. And it would be a man's footsteps. So I thought my dad was just taking the weird long way to the bathroom until I confronted him about it. And he was like, I thought that was you guys going to the bathroom at night. And that's when I kind of realized, okay, this house is haunted. Another few months go by, and both of my aunts are visiting from another state, and one's visiting from another country. So there were only three bedrooms in that house, so I had to sleep downstairs on the couch for the night. And I was watching TV, because how I cope with any hauntings is I can't sleep in silence. It'll freak me out because I hear everything. I heard footsteps coming up and down the stairs as I was watching TV. And every time I would look up, the footsteps would stop. It was a few weeks later then that something happened that, you know, really caused my family to move. I actually was diagnosed with PTSD because of it. Basically, what had happened was I was watching Twilight New Moon. I was like 17 years old. I love Twilight. That's what I did right before I went to bed. I was in my room and I had the TV there. So I turned the TV off and I turned to my side to go to sleep. And I saw this figure, and it looked like a man, and the way I can describe it is something like Slender Man, but all black. A very large being. And I had seen ghosts before, and they never freaked me out. When I tell you, I was so scared of what this thing was that I started crying. I cried myself to sleep because of how scared I was. Like, I couldn't move. Like, you'd imagine, like, you know, you're freaked out, so you run for your life. No, I was paralyzed with fear. So I fell asleep eventually, and I woke up. And I woke up to this man's voice, but it was like a growling man's voice. I don't know how to explain it, but it basically said, "Get out." And it was saying, "Get out, I'm going to hurt your sister." And I heard my sister scream from her bedroom, which was right beside mine. And you'd imagine I'd be in a panic, but I was oddly very calm. And I got out of the bed, like, slowly and started, like, walking towards the door. And for some unknown reason, I couldn't scream. I tried everything, but my body was not letting me. During this entire, like, process, I felt like there was a weight on me, if that makes any sense. Like, I felt like something was on top of me. I couldn't scream. I wasn't crying, which is unlike me because I'm a very emotional person. I was just like, I was in a daze almost. And I was whispering for my stepmom. My stepmom, anyone who knows her, she was a former cop, and she literally is like a ninja in disguise, like would disarm a gunman type person. So I started trying to yell for her, but all I could get out was a whisper. And I was staring at my door, whispering my stepmom's name. I just gave up. The screaming from my sister's room stopped, and I went back to sleep, like as if nothing happened. I wasn't freaking out. I was like, it was like I was being hypnotized almost. And I woke up the next day, and let me tell you, I screamed bloody murder for my stepmom. I was terrified, the most scared I've ever been in my life. My stepmom explained to me, Katie, you're probably wondering why things are unplugged all the time from your room, and why Oscar, our dog, constantly poops and pees in your room. And she said, it's because I've seen that figure coming in and out of your room all the time. And Oscar is trying to protect you, but he's also scared of that thing. So that's why he's pooping and peeing in there. I understood that, but what I didn't get was, why was my sister screaming? So I asked my sister, I was like, Chelsea, were you screaming last night? And she said, no. This night has, like, gotten to me so much. I couldn't figure out why, like, this person was, or this thing, sorry, was pretending to be my sister, and why I felt like something was on me, and why I wasn't freaking out. I don't know whether you would consider it like some sort of possession or what, but it was definitely the most traumatizing thing. And I've been through a lot. Like, it was definitely up there on the things that really were hard for me to talk about for quite some time. I always thought maybe it was sleep paralysis, but then it's like, why would it be sleep paralysis if I'm up and moving around, you know? Yeah, I just thought I would share that story. Like, people have told me to be a bit more vocal about it. Keep doing what you're doing. I love your podcast. You guys keep me entertained on my long drives. Hope to share some more stories with you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in from Oyster Bay, really close to the little known town named Cheddar Bay, actually, as well. Did you know that?
No, is it? Are you serious?
No, not at all. Talking about Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, they sound really good right about
They're
now.
They're delicious. The deliciousness of them. They can't close down. You need the Cheddar Bay. Thoughts on the?
I'm wondering if, you know, like, if the closeness to Amityville has mm-hmm. anything to do with, like, hauntings out there. You know, is something in that part of the country just, does it ramp up because it's there and it's New York and the history is there mm-hmm. and the water is there? You know, I always wonder about that. And I also really appreciated her her statement that she's an empath and she typically, you know, feels things and stuff like that. So it was a little different for her to actually experience a possible haunting. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of interesting. But have you ever gone out to that part of the country and done anything paranormal, or like experience anything, or go ghost hunting or anything?
Never gone ghost hunting. I believe that there's probably more stuff out there just because it's been inhabited longer by a lot of people. And your populations are pretty heavy in those areas. But like New England is kind of a haunting area. I'm excited because I'm about to go to New York City later this week and go around, but I'm not going ghost hunting. We're going to a lot of restaurants, and of course, me and Harper will go visit the library, and you know, hopefully we see a spirit apparition, you know, reading a book in a hallway, and
right,
you know, something like that. We get to run out of the library. No, I've never done it, but I would imagine that there's so much history there. I mean, not that I imagine, there is so much history there that certainly would lead to a lot of interesting things.
Are you going to seek out the fire station from Ghostbusters?
I'm sure we will make sure we get a picture in front of that at some point in time. Yes.
Good. Good. That it would be a lost trip.
It would.
If the two of you did not do that.
We will do that. We'll go to Duncan's toy chest and from Home Alone and then rent a limo and have a cheese pizza. And actually, that part may happen. I'm not sure yet because we're actually staying at the Plaza. So I'm
what?
Yeah. So then they do offer something like that. And I'm kind of curious. I don't know.
I want plenty of pictures of this trip, please.
Oh, there will be plenty. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun going around. I've been watching YouTube videos like all weekend about how to get around New York, like what's the best ways, subway this way, and kind of letting her learn a little bit about it. I've been there before a long time ago, but just trying to get reaccustomed. We're going to go up to the observation deck on top of the Vanderbilt, which is a newer building in there.
Yep.
And the observation deck is like four stories tall, and they have all these, there's like rooms with all mirrors and like mirrored balloons flying around. It's a whole experience. It's not just your standard observation deck. And it looks really, really cool. And that's something that's on our list.
How old is Harper?
11.
So I'll be living vicariously through an 11-year-old girl. Sounds right up my alley.
It'll be great. You'll see. Yes, it'll be a lot of fun. So I'll be taking a lot of pictures. And I just can't wait to... The history is what I love about a city like that. So there will be probably inadvertent ghostly things that we end up seeing or checking out while we are there. Along with a lot of restaurants and a lot of food. So it'll be a good time. If you want to share your ghost story with us, 855-853-4802. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all of that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel right there. Try it for 3 days free or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.